Shalom and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. This is a recording of Parenting Through the Parsha with Rabbi Matt Shapiro.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Parenting Through the Parsha. I'm still thinking about, even though we're well into the week, this past Sunday, which was really full. It was a really, really full Sunday. My oldest had something down in Irvine that Sarah took him to. I was schlepping around the other kids as a Abba Uber, an Abuber, as we call it in my house. Just errands and birthday parties. It was not exactly the most restful or restorative weekend. There was one moment I had dropped off my 9-year-old at a birthday party. I took my 5-year-old over to the library. The farmer's market was happening. We parked. We were about to get out of the car. And he saw a word and he said, Abba, that says parking, P-A-R-K-I-N-G. I know you guys know how to spell parking, but he spelled it out. And it was just this really cool and unexpected moment. Having my kids learn to read has just been, with each of my older two, such a highlight for me. And now that my youngest is moving through kindergarten and really not on the cusp of, but becoming a reader, it's so cool. It's just a great moment. And it was this moment where I was able to recognize, you know, he's getting it. He's really figuring out this essential and beautiful skill of being a human in the world that I'm so grateful for. And it was this lovely moment. Then, you know, right back into the fray of bustling around the market and dropping off the books and picking up and dropping off and all of it, right? Right back into the business of the weekend. And I think so much in my experience of parenting is that dance between those two poles of these really beautiful, rich, cute, sweet moments. And then the rest of the time, just being in the business of life. This week, we read Parshat Pekudei, the last book in Shmot, the last Parsha in Shmot, rather, wrapping up the book of Exodus. And it's now the fourth of five Parshas that we're mostly getting instructions for how to create the Mishkan, the tabernacle. And yet, at the very end of the Parsha, we finally get there. We finally get to a place where the Mishkan is completed. And at the very end of the book, there's this scene where a cloud covers the tent, the presence of the Lord fills the tabernacle. This idea that all of the work is now really paying off in this heightened spiritual moment, not just for Moses, but for all of the people. And it's really a climactic completion of all the work that's been going in. And I was looking through this, you know, I often look on the website, Safaria, for sources and for comments. In this case, I was looking at our Eitz Chaim Chumash. There's a really interesting comment in there that said that there are moments, a wedding, the birth of a child, an escape from danger, when God erupts into our lives with a special intensity that transforms us, but that is too intense to be lived constantly. Then there are times when God is a constant presence in our lives, marriage, parenthood, years of good health, in an equally real but less intense manner. And I thought that was a really interesting comment, because in the everyday ins and outs of parenting, I don't know that I would say I'm constantly feeling God's presence. Sometimes it's really frustrating, as you've heard me talk about if you've listened to any of these before. Sometimes it's just repetitive. Yes, there are the moments when I'm hearing a word spelled out for the first time, but I don't know. Yes, even within that more mundane in and out of everyday life, I don't know that I'm always aware of that. And so I wonder about within the more everyday way of experiencing God, if there's also those ebbs and flows, those peaks and valleys of how we experience and come into contact with something bigger than us. Because I think we also really want that. I want those peak moments. I want those ahas. I want that, oh my God, look at how amazing it is what my kid is doing. And I think back a couple of weeks to the golden calf, because I think part of what that is, I think there's a lot there, but part of what that is was reaching for that transcendent moment, reaching for that contact with something holy and divine and ecstatic, reaching for something beyond our everyday life. And when we grasp, it often then falls through our fingers or we fall short. And I've had moments like that as a parent, right? The construct that comes to mind is if my kid is doing something, you know, that I think is awesome or cute or really unique, that I go to reach for my phone to take a picture or record a video. And then by the time I take out my phone, it's gone. It's over. He's done. He's moved on to something else. And I was so busy trying to grab it that I missed it. Just last night, Rafi was doing something really cute. My five-year-old was doing something really cute in my office. And I was tempted to take out my phone and I just paused and I appreciated it. And it was beautiful. And it passed. And 2 weeks from now, I might not remember it. But I was more present in that moment. And so I think there's two pieces here. One is cultivating a sense of presence when we can, recognizing the ways in which there can be God, godliness, divinity, whatever you want to call it, in our everyday moments. And two, recognizing that it's a lot of work. We just had four parshas where we read about how to create this space, and we get a couple of verses saying that we have this peak moment. And I think that portion translates to parenting pretty accurately. And it's still worth it. And it's still difficult. And both those things are true. We're ending the book of Exodus with this parsha. And whenever we conclude a book of the Torah, we conclude by saying Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek, which can be translated, of course, a number of different ways, but usually as we are strong, we are strong, and we will be strengthened. And so I wish all of us, certainly including myself, strength to recognize the beautiful moments that come our way, strength to do the work to create the scaffolding and the space for those beautiful moments. And in this word, venit chazek, it's in the plural and the reflexive. So may we be strong together in creating spaces in our homes, in our communities, where we can do this difficult and holy work of parenting together.
You have been listening to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. If you enjoy these podcasts, we invite you to write a review on the Apple Podcast site or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about Temple Beth Am, Los Angeles, go to tbala.org.